This is a time of year when nonprofits review their mission, their budget, and their impact on the community as part of a year-end assessment. For Partners in Development, 20 years along, that review includes a look at its efforts in the areas of education, social services, environment, and the Hawaiian language. Yesterday, we spoke with Partners in Development founder, Jan Dill.
Partners in Development is a public, not-for-profit foundation. We are celebrating and enjoying our 20th year working with predominantly Hawaiian communities and trying to be an effective catalyst for transformational change through the provision of early education. Mm-hmm. We have a Tutu and Me traveling preschool that touches about 4,000 children and their caregivers at 28 sites throughout the state, mm-hmm. with free preschool and caregiving training for the caregivers. We also are privileged to have the general contract for foster parenting, recruitment, and training in the state, which is something that has really been a blessing for us.
Yeah. Jan, tell me, what is foster parent training, recruitment and training? How does that work?
Well, when we started about close to 10 years ago, we realized there were 3,600 children in foster care throughout the state every day. About 50-51% of those children were Hawaiian children, and they were having tremendous problems recruiting Hawaiian families, but families generally, to be foster parents for the children, mm-hmm. That were taken away from their nuclear families.
Yeah.
So we believe that this was an important kuleana, or responsibility, of our organization, so we began a process of trying to find ways to recruit not only foster parents, but also really to kind of remind the extended ohanas, particularly in Hawaiian communities, of their kuleana to take care of the keiki. And so today we have about 1,300 kids in foster care, and we are finding more and more Hawaiian families that are willing to really undertake the responsibility of care for the children.
Given, as you say, the notions of kuleana and the tradition of hanai, I find that surprising that so many Hawaiian children should be going wanting for parents. You folks set out to fill that gap, didn't you?
Well, I think all of us, you know, live in our little bubbles. It's just like we got into homelessness despite the fact there were no homeless in my bubble.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think we underestimate the devastation to families, particularly Hawaiian families, that drugs and alcohol and just addictive behavior has wreaked on the family structure.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, the fact of the matter is there's still vestigial extended families. We live in areas in which we know who the dysfunctional ones are, but we also know who the functional ones are in our family, and those are the ones that we want to care for, want to take care of the kids while their parents are away.
You know, Jan, in your mission statement, there's a mention of your commitment to strengthening our communities through the strategic implementation of innovative ideas, but there seems to be a balance of innovative ideas with long-standing traditional ideas, as
right.
You said, kuleana, ahupuaha, that kind of thing.
Well, exactly. I think, again, we've kind of not paid attention to the power of traditional perspectives and traditional practices, and many Hawaiian families have really kind of drifted away from those practices and values and focal points that kept the families, the ohana, together for centuries. So we try to bring us all back. It's not only them, it's us.
Mm-hmm.
We're all learning. That's why we spent a couple million dollars redoing the Hawaiian Bible, so that we could, we were going to have this coming year the first bilingual Hawaiian English Bible published. We have the, and it's going to be an exciting resource for the community, and it allows us to really kind of farm or take benefit from perspectives that the Hawaiian community have had for centuries. And as people learn of their traditions, that's why we started the Vahipana series, in which we really kind of highlight specific places. We have chosen the places that we have our Tutu and me traveling preschool at. So we've done 9 of them, and they're about 30-minute videos that talk about the music, the history, the personalities of the people. Hawaiians are very site-specific, you know, and often in this world we've lost the sense of ownership of where we come from. You know, people from Kau always thought Kau was a, you know, not really a good place, but when you look at the history and look at the traditions of Kau, you should be very proud that you are from that place. And it helps the families kind of reconfirm or reaffirm their grounding, you know, where they come from, who they are, what they need to be.
Jan, you know, this is kind of where we're kind of thinking of this, thinking of you folks at year's end, and that leads me to ask what kind of wish list you might have for your organization for the coming year.
Well, we've worked very positively with the Kamehameha schools, and I just think that we need, as a Hawaiian community to start off with, but as the community in Hawaii, we need to really kind of come together and forge successful partnerships. Resources are getting scarcer and scarcer, and we don't need to be duplicative in any of the things that we do, but we need to pick those areas that are critical to Lahui, the country, the nation, mm-hmm. and we need to set up a plan of integrating services and achieving measurable results to help our struggling family. Homelessness is just the most obvious example of where we need to come together and not indulge in stabilizing status quo. We need to really kind of make a commitment to transformational change. And unfortunately, it's been, you know, it's easier to stabilize status quo than really kind of delve into and try to solve the real issues that create homeless people and children on the streets.
So, are you optimistic, Jan?
You know, I wouldn't be in this business if I wasn't optimistic. I mean, some people say I'm crazy. And I tend to agree with them, you know, because, you know, that we will always be working to try to bring change, positive change, to the amazing people that we serve, you know. And the more we get involved with the nitty-gritty of the people struggling in our community, the more we realize, oh, this is a huge resource that we haven't paid attention to. These families, these children are amazing. And these children, all of our children, will define what Hawaii is going to be 20, 30 years from now. So we need to pay attention. And that's why we're so committed to early education, to being very intentional in terms of teaching our children what are the values that drive our community, what are the perspectives, what are the relationships that you need to really strengthen in your lives.
Jan Dill is the founder of the Partners in Development Foundation, a nonprofit that provides a wide range of free programs for at-risk communities across the state.